This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A study released Tuesday in South Africa indicates Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine provides a high degree of protection against hospitalization from the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The real-world study conducted by the South African Medical Research Council and Discovery Health concluded that while the vaccine offered only a 33% rate of protection against overall infection, it provided 70% protection against hospitalization. The preliminary study also indicates that while there is a high risk of reinfection during this current surge of cases, the risk of hospitalization among adults was 29% lower than during the initial wave. Pfizer developed the vaccine in collaboration with a German-based BioNTech company. The study was based on more than 211,000 positive COVID-19 test cases between November 15th and December 7th, with about 78,000 of those believed to have been caused by Omicron. South Africa is experiencing a dramatic surge in new daily COVID-19 cases driven by Omicron, first detected in the country in November. In a related development, Pfizer announced Tuesday that a new study of its experimental COVID-19 antiviral pill confirms it is highly effective in preventing severe disease among high-risk adults that could lead to hospitalization and deaths, even against the Omicron variant. The company says its latest trials indicated the drug, which they call Paxlovid, to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death by 89% if given within 3 days of the onset of COVID-19 symptoms, and as much as 88% if administered within 5 days. Pfizer has asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize Paxlovid for emergency use based on results from its preliminary study. The FDA is expected to announce soon its decision on Paxlovid, as well as a competing drug, Molnupiravir, developed by Merck. This is VOA News. A court in Belarus Tuesday convicted and delivered harsh sentences to a group of bloggers and opposition activists, among them the husband of exiled opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouska. Among those sentenced Tuesday in the southeastern city of Hommel was popular video blogger Sergei Tsikhanouska, who was given 18 years in prison. The activists intended to run against Lukashenko before being disqualified and ultimately arrested ahead of the 2020 election. All those sentenced Tuesday had been rounded up by security officials before the controversial presidential election that saw authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko claim a sixth term in power, despite widespread belief that the vote was rigged. The 173-day trial was among the longest in Belarus history. The court decision has drawn strong reaction from the West. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said the verdict disgraced the rule of law and the international obligations of Belarus with its ruling, and called for the immediate unconditional release of all those sentenced. In a statement, the U.S. State Department called the convictions politically motivated. Lukashenko's crackdown on opposition protests following the election led to sanctions from the U.S. and the European Union. Officials in Haiti say a truck carrying gasoline overturned and exploded in a fireball in the northern part of the Caribbean nation, engulfing cars and homes in flames, killing more than 50 people and injuring dozens of others. Haitian officials say the explosion occurred late Monday in the coastal city of Cap-Haïtien. Deputy Mayor Patrick Omonar told the Associated Press officials believe the explosion occurred when the gas truck swerved to avoid hitting a motorcycle. Witnesses say the fire from the explosion consumed part of a neighborhood. Administrators from a local hospital reportedly pleaded for basic supplies and more medical staff, as was overwhelmed with the injured. Another witness told AP he saw dozens of bodies near the explosion site, as well as some people using buckets to scoop up gasoline from the truck in the street to take back to their homes. Haiti is struggling with a severe fuel shortage and spiraling gas prices that recently forced hospitals to turn away patients, temporarily shut down gas stations, schools, and businesses. Haiti is the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere and is still recovering from a July 7th presidential assassination and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck in mid-August. The UN's World Meteorological Organization said Tuesday it has certified a 38 degrees Celsius reading in the Russian town of Verkhoyansk last year as the highest temperature ever recorded in the Arctic, the latest in a string of alarm bells around the world's changing climate. The UN's weather agency said the temperature was more befitting the Mediterranean than the Arctic. It was registered on June 20th, 2020.